This episode of Enterprise Fit Radio is brought to you by Pads on a Roll at padsonaroll.com.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Penelope Finney, the CEO of EGAL, a company that makes pads on a roll. Pads on a Roll is a menstrual product that dispenses pads in public restrooms on a roll, just like toilet paper. And Penelope, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely, Eric. Happy to be here.
And we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. So today we're actually discussing your company's new product, Pads on a Roll, of course. Can you briefly describe what this product is and what makes it different from similar commercial products on the market today?
Certainly. So it literally looks just like toilet paper. And so it's 40 pads on a roll, but they're each individually wrapped. So, and then they're in a dispenser, or you can use a traditional toilet paper dispenser. And they're perforated between each pad. It's for the away from home market. So for schools, businesses, restaurants, airports, stadiums, that, public restrooms. And the reason we did it is, we feel like all bodily functions should be treated equally. And that's, our name is EGAL, which means equal. So I like the fact that it looks like toilet paper, because we all know why we need toilet paper, and this is a similar need.
It most certainly is, no doubt there. And a simple question for you, how did the idea actually come about? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
So our founder, Tom Devlin, is an inventor, and his wife is a journalist for the Boston Globe. And she was writing about period poverty and gender equity. And there was a quote in one of her articles that said, period products should be as ubiquitous as toilet paper. And Tom read that and he was like, well, I could make a period product that's just like toilet paper, and could be installed just like toilet paper. So he set about to designing that. He'd worked with absorbent layers before. He understood what was required to do that, and set about designing it and, filed the patent right away. That was in 2019.
Quite clever, I got to say. Good stuff there, and a lot can be learned from that answer to that simple question. Who were some of your first adopters of the product, and where do you see sales growing in the coming years?
So what's happened in the past couple of years, and the reason we started the company when we did, is that at this point, 22 states have passed mandates that state that free period products need to be available in schools. And that means it's mainly public schools, although sometimes it covers all schools, and it's middle school and high schools. And so the reason that happened is 23% of students in this country don't go to school or have to leave school because of not having period products. They're not, they're not cheap, and food stamps don't cover them. And so Tom knew that these mandates were starting, and so we got started. We are based in Massachusetts. Massachusetts hasn't passed their mandates yet, but those will be coming probably this spring. But the several states around us, like Rhode Island, New Hampshire, New York, have passed mandates. So, we started out in those areas working with UNH, UVM, the Cambridge school system. Cambridge actually passed the law 3 years ago. So it's, in some cases, municipalities have gone ahead and passed laws, even though the state hasn't. So Cambridge has done it, and they're replacing their existing products, which is a competitor of ours, with our product as we speak. So, we just are getting going. We our sales team is in 47 states now, starting January 1st. So we are brand new, but we have gotten traction at the university and school level in Providence and Rhode Island and New Hampshire and Vermont. Sorry.
And no surprise on hearing the report that sales have really picked up. You've launched, you're fairly new, and the need is there, and you're certainly covering all the bases. in making this available in the most strategic places as well, I think. Today we're speaking with Penelope Finney, the CEO of eGal, a company that makes pads on a roll, a menstrual product that dispenses pads in public restrooms on a roll, just like toilet paper, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, the conversation around menstrual cycles is changing, as we're seeing. What changes have you seen in recent years that is worth mentioning?
Well, you know, it's crazy. Well, as I mentioned, there's a 22 state, you know, the mandates there, but three cities, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and Ann Arbor, Michigan, have said, you know, free period products in all public buildings. So that's an interesting. Scotland was the first country to say free period products in all public buildings. So it is, you know, it seems to be something that's gaining some momentum. JFK just redid some of their terminals, and they're providing free period products, you know, in their bathrooms. And when you think about it, an airport is the perfect place. I mean, you can't leave the airport. And so there's a lot of places in this world where you can't run out to CVS, hospitals, stadiums, you know, Coachella, you know. So, you know, having places that provide free period products, you know, that you can't leave. And then there's places like restaurants where they don't necessarily want their customers to leave in the middle of dinner. So, you know, when you start thinking about it, there's a lot of reason to provide free products. 62% of women have to leave work because of not having period products. So we're starting to see manufacturing facilities and other places of work providing them, you know, to reduce the anxiety, but also, you know, to keep people from having to go out to the store. So, you know, there is a sea change, but a lot of it, you know, and a lot of it has to do with people realizing, wait a minute, there's this stigma, you know, and we've always expected women to bring these products with them, but why? You know, it is just another bodily function, and we take care of other bodily functions. Why don't we take care of this one? So it's a gender equity issue, really.
Well, you certainly made a lot of strong points there in making this available in airports, restaurants, stadiums. That is tremendous right there. I'm sure the ladies appreciate it. Now, if someone listening wants to install pads on a roll in restrooms they manage, what steps should they take there?
So we are working in the traditional distributor, you know, network. So if people go to our website, which is padsonaroll.com, they can register for an account, and that just lets us know that you're out there, and then we will either connect you with a distributor that's in your area, and if there isn't one, we'll find one in your area and allow you to be contacted. And if a distributor wants to contact us, they do the same thing. So we go through every person who signs up and let them know who's available in their area. We have representatives in 47 states.
Yeah, you're certainly covering it very well with representatives in 47 states. Good stuff. Now, here's a question based on your background. You've been a serial entrepreneur designing the Ask Jeeves character interactive children's software and also a chain of chocolate cafes, among other long-term business ventures. Obviously, being an entrepreneur involves dedication and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and you have a lot of experience in different domains. What is it that made you decide this is a project I want to carry to completion?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do we have? No, but yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about being an entrepreneur is a few things. It always takes probably four times as long as you think it's going to get to where you want to go. So that's, you know, so you really do have to think, am I in it for the long term? And the other thing is the people that you work with really are going to become, you know, part of your family. So make sure you get along with them, that you can communicate with them and all of that. And for me, you know, it has to have, you know, there has to be something above and beyond, you know, making money. Because oftentimes you won't make any money for a long time. And so you have to be willing to do it for free for some period of time. So, you know, for me, I needed to be passionate and believe in what I'm doing. You know, with the chocolate cafes, it was about creating community. With Ask Jeeves, it was about making information available quickly to people. and in a stress-free way. And for this, it does boil down to gender equity and providing for people, a product that reduces anxiety and really allows them to get on with their life as they should. So having passion and really believing in what you're doing is important, because it's going to take a ton of time, more than you think, a lot of energy, and so you need other things to bolster you for sure.
Penelope, again, we really do appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of eGal and for what you're doing in the space. Folks, for more details, visit padsonaroll.com. Penelope, thank you so much for joining us here today on APN.
Thanks so much, Eric. Take care.
And you too, and all the best. We've been speaking with Penelope Finney, the CEO of eGal, a company that makes pads on a roll, a menstrual product that dispenses pads in public restrooms on a roll, just like toilet paper. And for all the details, once again, visit padsonaroll.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.